talks about the chiyuv to make a bracha. In fact, it presumes it, as they said and point out. And the question, the Gemara, Lechura, is what's the makar for a chiyuv birchas hananin? And the Gemara brings in braises, sukkim, mamatzinu, kavachomer, and eventually the maskana, the masik, that it's a svara. Okay, what's the svara? Asur loyla adam shiyahanim in hoylam hazeb, beloy bracha. The question is, I'd like to address, is what exactly is that svara? Together the svara, inside of the svara. And even though it seems pretty simple, it's not so simple. It seems to be different approaches about that. And what are the nafkaminas of that? And I guess we could throw in explicitly is that it's far for the bracha rishayna exclusively, or the bracha chayna as well. Interesting. The Mishnah says famously to make a bracha. We know that in the parak, you have to make a bracha chayna as well. That's obviously here. So, is this a svar for the bracha chayna as well? What do you think of Bezakim?
No comment.
Okay. It sounds like our discussion this morning. How can he have the same answer? Okay. So, as far as what the Kesar is, the Gemara seemingly behemshach talks about its gezel, its meila, so on and so forth, and pashtus from the Gemara, it seems to be an inyan of like Netilas Rishos. Okay? And without making a bracha, kilu yagaizo. Okay, zafbetin. Okay, v'kach lamad hamarsha. Okay, lamad hamadim. Okay. Ulam, if you look at Rashi doesn't learn it's an inyan of Netilas Rishos. He says, "Oh, it's far. The chinah denene, tarch lahaydai l'mishabram. The chiv hayda. The chachamim misakin. Okay, a chiv hayda. Somebody comes to be nene, it's the chiv hayda. Other yishayim, the chinuch in taflamid. Okay, the ritva." On the daf, the mufurash that it's an inyan like Netilas Rishos, and that's their lashon. No question about that, and that's the pashtos of the braises, the kamon, about meila, about gezel, like the marsha points out. Okay, the ma'isa, where's Rashi coming from? Where's the makar for Rashi in the Gemara? Rabbi Brodsky.
Benching.
But we're talking about the svara. So if you look at the first braisa that the Gemara brings, what do we say? Hilulim, right? That's halal of the Zachim, right? Halal of the Hidah. That seems to be the inyan of Berchus Hanenin, of that Esmachta. So Rashi as well is Mufusah, okay, in the Gemara. So the Lashon of of the Ritva is pretty explicit. Pierce me some Tachsiv al Hashem Eretz Malak and Vekaman. Vehichito Adam Hashem Shalai. Vayito Mimenu Rishot. Okay, if you look at the Chinuch, okay, he also says that, he says Al Derech Mashal, it's like a Baal Bayis, that you're in his house, and how do you take his Zachin without Rishot? So we have different Mashma'usin Pashas in the in the Rishonim. And the Maisa, just getting back off the bat, is this a mucker for the bracha Rishon exclusively, the bracha Achrona? What do you say, Vibratsky?
I would say, again, back to the original Asmata, that's in the fact that it said, you've been from Kodesh Yisrael and Bristol the same of Kreyem. He fell off of that. So Lamaisa, he said, Elamai Svara, so the Svara is going to have to take care of
Gimel.
Have to take care of Bakri Shana and Aferna. Originally,
yeah.
That's what the Gimel was trying to do. He said, Elamai Svara, so the Svara is going to have to solve the Snaim and Aferna.
He's going to have to solve it. Or else you left the Chmein. I'm saying, if you don't have it, so then you didn't. The Gemara didn't do.
Yeah.
That was the Gemara's job. You can usually work backwards, right? Forget what was the objective, what was the need, and then if the Gemara is satisfied with that, so the Gemara accomplished it.
Right.
Okay. Is that them? Oh, no comment. Your answer is the. You already answered your answer.
I think still hold.
Still makes sense.
Is that there has to be the braisa is Nikan Shasar Ladam Shitum Klum Kodam Shilai. And Shilai. Of the braisa, right? So it
right,
could be
okay.
That the real thrust of the argument was for Kodam and Achar maybe someone else or is not as compelling.
The lashon of the chinuch. Thank you, Rabbi Schwartz. Lamdu leimer came in a svar. Shirai leila adam shalei hanim in ha'olam zablei bracha. So a bracha al derech mashal can entail us to shut mi bal habayis le'achom min hanimsa beveisai. So the hanim yishtayim ritva the chinuch. It's like netila to shut. And that's in contrast to Rashi. Then it's chiv hayda. Now lemaisa misvara bebratzki. If you want to know if we could extend this to bracha achrayna. Well, it depends. If it's like Rashi says, it's a chi of Haida Nachanami, right? There's no problem. Rashi's in the first, like, Dana Memchet, but, by the Kofi came, Chai of Haida. Ulam, if the Svar over here of the Brat is Nitila Seshah, okay? We all know, we all have Kinderlach, right? You don't take a cookie and then ask Tati if you can have a cookie after you ate it, right?
Right.
Tati, could I have taken a cookie? No, you have to ask, but we're trying to, okay, the answer before, right? Is it okay that I took a bicycle and drove it to Giant and, no, you can't do that, right? What? You have to ask the Shas, that's what Rishas is, Rabbi Bratsky, right?
Correct.
So the question is, that's not Shayach to a Bracha Achrayna.
You have this interesting thing that several Rishonim bring, this minhag of from the Gemara, that they would say,
right,
Hashem Aretz Meloah
at
the beginning, and then say, Aretz Meloah Lifnei Adam.
Right.
Sounds like that some inyan of after the Suda to mention that
right.
We did this with Rishon.
Right. Askara. So what do you say, Rabbi Bratsky? How could this be a svar for Bracha Achrayna, Nitilas Rishon? If you look in the Ritva, according to Rashi, it's Muvan, right? According to the Ritva, he says, V'chulu bracha, let's say Ritva, that says in Tehillim, it shows, V'fnei hem asmei ha'itzvara. Okay? V'chinuch, so we're really left over here without a makar, according to them, that's problematic. V'chinuch, if you look at the beginning of that shtickle, okay, he says, talks about benching, we mentioned that last week in the Chabura. And Chazal, he says, V'lamdu hadavar b'ra'aysam shatayr t'chayiv ha'adam levarech ha'kel achar she'yispa ha'adam in ha'magven in b'kayim guva kim chazak halchu heim achar atam hazeh t'chayivunu levarech gam kin al shar yoychal ha'gof men b'in she'ya mazayn ay she'ena davar hazan. So the chinuch is clear that legabe bracha vishayna is a svara from Tehil Peshut, and legabe the bracha achrayna is kielu, like they learnt out from Berachas Hamazon, and that's the makar. Okay, so look over the mitzvah. So b'kitzer, first nafkamino over here is this shayach, this svara, is it teaching us the bracha vishayna and the bracha achrayna? According to Rashi, the answer is going to be yes, because Hayda is shayach both before and after. Hilulim, okay, and according to the svara of Netilat Peshut, that's the chur only shayach before, and afterwards it's going to be like the chinuch, it's going to be that Chazal learned out Hilu from Derchas Hamazon. So it's off from the Gemara.
Yeah. See that the Rashba says...
Rashba as well as before that it's both.
To ask a question to clarify, is the keep phrasing this as like a machlokus Rashi Ritva, Lamaisa, there's like two parts of the Gemara that like Rashi is based off of Kodesh Ulam. Rashi also explains the Hamshech of the Gemara, so... And the fact that Rashi saw in Kodesh Yilulim that there might be an element of Lahodos, but Rashi also, on Hemshech Gemara says,
I'm reading Rashi where he says Svarahu.
Is it possible that this is not a machlokas Rashi in the Ritva, there's a machlokas in the Gemara?
Okay, it could be, but Bekitzer, it's a Shiloh what the Svar is.
Okay, right.
What I was saying. There seems to be an indication in the Gemara like that from the Braisa. Often you have that in the Rishayna. The Dugma we spoke last week about the Chasnein Gimel, Menatayernan. So, it said that the Pashas of our Gemara is that it is. Pashas of the Gemara and Daf Mem, and Mendez, is that it's not. It's a Rabbanan. So the Shiloh is, what Rishayna Matayfis Flicker. But Lamaisa, it seems to be undoubtedly that the Rishayim have different Pashas types and what the Svara is.
So did you have a raya though that Rashi holds that Lahodos is the Ikar? Because Rashi explains each part of the Gemara at that part of the Gemara. So when the Gemara is going through the
I was just conjecturing that the Rashi's coming to this is Makar. What do you mean?
I
know that's where it came from? Maybe.
What I mean is that at the point at which the Gemara goes on to and says Gazel and Me'ila and everything,
maybe he changes
the Gemara just changes it. You have
all the Rishayim when the Dibra Makal is on the Svara, they're all talking about the Svara. This is the Svara. They're all talking about the Svara. There's only one Svara in the Gemara.
No, so in all the other Yishonim, you see clearly that they hold that even in the first step of the Gemara, that it was, like you're saying, that they hold the whole thing was always in a Tehillah Peshut.
And Memches, Rashi says, Chai V'Hoidoi.
Okay, so you're seeing Rashi even outside of the Gemara.
Okay, so that's one very important Nafkamina, and we'll get back to that. It could be also Nafkamina Halacha.
What
the makar is, and that itself could also be potentially a nafkamina halacha. Okay.
Well, it not being a halacha?
Could be, yeah.
What would the which halacha?
Well, discussing.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I think he would have said apple discussing.
Another, l'chura napkamina, that's the pasuk, it's l'chura, say is the introduction really, but the shaila is what happens by suffix bracha. We all know, because we have the shaila for this, but what's the din by suffix bracha tanenin? What's the halacha? I don't know if you make a bracha or not. You made a bracha, I'm not sure. We're not talking about the mabracha, if I'm talking about the household, the designers. What do you say? Rabbi Zach, no comment?
Well, I think it's Machlok Zachron.
It's Machlok Zachronim. Rabbi Bratsky?
Well, by these are specific, whether you made a
bracha or tanenin, yeah.
Right. So generally, we have a klal of suffix bracha tahaka.
Where's that klal?
That's
okay. So, I'm asking specifically, not generally.
That was just a sophisticated no comment.
Let's have him get to the point.
I have to add a little sophistication, can I?
Okay, so the mice, the sugi is really, I mean, whether you're trying to talk about it, there's a by delay ifshita on Dafyin Beis Amud Aleph. The shaila basically is, he picks up yayin, what he thinks is yayin, it says bracha ta Hashem, elekeinim al ha'ilam, and he's going to be Messiah HaGefen, and then he realized that it's his other favorite drink, not wine, but beer. And he's Messiah Shahakal. So the shail is, he was Pasach HaManah to be Messiah HaGefen. So does that Mach Kyle, is that Makakal be the Brach or not? And the Gemara is back and forth, but Lamaisa, it's like if shot. So Taisa says, that's an art. Pesha Rav Alfis, Tasha is like if shot, Bayin, Azina Lakula. If you the Pasach Becham, of Messiah Beshecha Yatza. Okay? So the Rif is saying, Savas Bachas Lahakel, you go the Kula. The Ri, Haya Aymer Lechumra, the Tzarech Levarech Pamacheret, Rabbi Bratsky. The Machlokas Yishainim over here. Okay, the Ri says that you go the Lechumra. Let's not move on why. Okay. And the Gilyan Hashah. Over here, it brings down an explanation. And he says, "V'leishaya chacham leimer tafik brachas lekula." The chvar kasev marsha b'psachim kofbeidim ben aleph peish vashpam diyon v'peichay. V'leishaya kein ela b'brachas hamitzvus habrachas ena ma'akvay. Ela b'brachas hanenin asil le'achol b'lay bracha ayin sham. Continues by having a chash brach levatala, dim la yatsay, dim la yivarech, yatsay la yilishtais, keachas the reisi, the evan ha'izer, shakat vaki misad in ashay, lehiri divi marsha. Okay. So, it's clear over here, look in the marsha over there, he doesn't say everything that Kivagar says, but he, basing it on the marsha, that brichas hanenen is the mili de iser, kumai. Like the Marsha says over here in the Flamin Hay, right? That you guys all brachas it's an initial gazo. Like the Ritzah and the Chinuch. Memela, you can't be Mekel, okay? You have to be Machmir, Masha Einkin, if you hold that it's the Chi of the Rabbanan, like the Haidai. So then we're going to go, Tatsu brachas le Hakel. So, Ish Nachkamina, Yisodi, about Suffolk brachas the hakel or not? What would be the din in the case of suffolk? Now the ma'isa, it's not so pashut because suffolk brachas. What suffolk brachas the hakel? Or is based on suffolk? The rabbanon lekula. So suffolk the rabbanon lekula is not just by positive commandment. Mm-hmm. Like you're not sure if you made Megillah or not, right? didn't. It forgot the Yisurim too. It's a Tevel, whatever it is. Chodayna. So what is this, like, Kiva Eger, you know, invoke, like, Isser, to explain why the Chumra is not, doesn't follow automatically. So that's not so Pashut Achein, you know, that on that side, it doesn't necessarily have to mean the Chumra. This is discussed with the Tata, it was 5 years ago, and he wants to suggest because of the Chaymer, Gezel, Ne'ilah, so that's why it has to be the Chumra. The Balkopanim, this is not something that what?
Say this is a raya, this gets me a cure that the we help that this
okay.
Is that right?
You know that,
it's not
that's very problematic.
Yeah,
like the name shows like sort of like Machin and Schwitzen like
yeah.
A lot of things.
Yeah, I know,
yeah.
It's not fatter. Yeah.
I think we have to do a talk over here, bring to the up. He says, I could say that, but it's not a master that's the reason. He said, like me. He didn't do himself, I think, before. Not to bring it to the right to himself. In support of the Rav, the Rav, not that it's mamish like a raya, but David is not pointed out that the Rebbe Yonah, so, you know, I'm clear exactly his kavana. So he talks about the chiyuv to learn brachos so you won't make mistakes.
Yeah,
otherwise, you'll be
chayav
carbon me'ilah before.
Yeah.
So like something more than just like, you know, it's not nice to take.
It's
like
it's
an inyan of like, okay, you're not going to bring chulin into the azara, but like,
yeah.
Is it like carbon me'ilah? Sounds like something
pretty,
more chumra than just
it's pretty serious. Yeah. Maybe I even have that in there. Check. That's just so. It's not so pashut that side should automatically, you know, mandate that it's a safek brachim lahachmir. But the ma'aser rikiveger al kopanim, okay, makes that, you know, nems on that side, at least it would be a possibility to say that. The ritzah yachiyach, because the ritzah taka holds that safek brachim lahachmir, also he passes on some safek brachim, even he holds this. And the ma'aser, he asks on it, Ayin Sham, you becoming Misaracha when it's Kashi. But, I mean, it's based on his Isser.
Say,
what's
the Ritzah
again?
You have to look. It's the Inkam Bukhami Lahar.
But
we'll sit down together and read it through. But
so, what is the Ritzah with Yochi
Yachwat? He holds the Savag Brachos Bahakal, but he asked.
Even
him,
by Nanin.
He asked him it because it's Isser.
Okay, hang on.
He holds the. He wants to say he wants he says it should be Savak Brachos Lahakel because of he gets involved in and someone like no complicated things and like sees so in a moment so he says that it's better not to make and Sheval Tase than Bekum Vasei. He's sort of going with different klalim than like classic Savak Brachos Lahakel, so I don't want to get involved and then he asks that eating without a bracha is not Sheval Tase, it's Kum Vaseh. And he leaves it Tarchian, why it should be Taka. So, I mean, that's Lishitase, that obviously that it's an Isser. Okay, but it's coming from a little bit of a different
yeah.
Place.
Yeah. I don't get too complicated, but I think it's not close to Shishenim.
Yes,
but
it's
Masav,
it's Rabbana,
it's
Zeraisa. I think
the
Ritz of himself.
If it's a Rabbanon, so then you have two equally Easter Rabbanon, one Sheval Tase, one Mekum
Vaseh. I think
he
himself says even if it's a Rabbanon, it might...
Yeah, Easter and Miyahave.
You think then you would have if it's a Rabbanon to eat and if it's a Rabbanon to
eat. Right, that's what
he's saying.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, Kiveger explains why it's not a problem of the other Isser.
Right.
But it was, you know,
Most of the other Rishonim are Chus Chaim and Hilchus Suda, there's the Kolboi and Seif Hilchus Brachit, Maril and Hilchus Pesach, but they all say that Safik Brachit is Lahachmir, okay, because of it has a little bit of the lesson over here. Bechim de Berchus Anas Mucha Akra, Asa Lahanai, Tatsu Daki Lunene, Shinshkin Haimad de Mesapkele, Im Birach Eloi, Vedain Hulach Echaz Mevarat Bechol Dav Hana. And Kolboi, also use that lesson, the Maril, Asa Lahanai, Bele Bracha, Bestapik Yitzu Lechumra. So, you know, this part of the this plea of the Rekiv Eger, you know, is serious. It sounds in Rishonim, this is a real shita that the Bali Tosfos and you know talk about the Chutz Chaim, the Kolboi, the Maril, Bistan Rosh, and that seems to obviously be in that machane that the bracha is. Like Mitzilas Teshuos, and Mitzilas Teshuos is Lahatir Ha'Isser. Okay. Now, Lameisa, what would you say about if you had a Safik Bracha, let's say according to the Ri, right? You have to be Machmir. What would be if it was a Safik Bracha Achrayna?
Very well, you could hear. Make it.
So there are two different schools. It's not like Netilas Teshuos or Karcha, right?
Right.
The problem is the sentence of the Pasht, but the Ri himself. He says, even by Bracha Achrayna, and Tetzamid Beis, Nikki and Lama Tetzamid Aleph, the Kivega puts them together. And Lama Tetzamid Aleph, the Reed says, even less than a Bracha, even less than a Malay Ligumov, even though you don't make Mein Gimel, you make a Bari Nefashayt. Okay, and then Kiva Eger spells it too. And then Testament Days. And there they have a schmooze over there of the shear. What exactly the shear is. Is it like a Kazayas? Well, in Shasia, I'm a re. Yesh lahachmir ulivarechala vafila bepachet mimali lugumav. Afagavdu and Yom Kippur and Lessa. Yasinimim and Yabracha. Okay. So the Reed says the Inin Bracha Achrayna Lagabi Vishir were Machmir, and over here Rekiva Eger says Ulin into Sema Diyesh Lahachmir Levarich Kashuli Hichshayach Lahachmir Levarich Habe Bracha Tzveku Lahakel. Okay, and in the Truvas he's Ma'arach Mor, and he says even though you know I explain the Reed and Daf Yud Beis over here it's not Shayach.
Right.
Why? Because the svar of Netilas Teshuos of Isser is not shayach over here by Bracha Achrayna. So the Ri is Sarachian. So how do we explain the Ri? L'maisa Matzinu Yerushalmi, okay, the Yerushalmi, and says that the whole world, the Kol Ha'olam, is like a Kerem, and Mahu Pidyonai. It's a bracha. It's like a bracha. So that's Al-Darach, the Ritva and the Chinuch, in the sense that it's less of the Yisura. But when I said, the Indian Acher, it's not Netilas Teshuos, which is only Shayach before. You can't take a cookie, eat it, and then bet Meshuos. But according to the Yerushalmi, it's like an Indian of Pidyon and Tashlum. So Ulai, what?
So Ulai
that of the Tashlam, so then it's Shayach to have like a Tashlam before and after. So the mice, according to the Re, you pay before and then you pay after. This is the way it works in the business world, right? You pay up front, and after the service is completed, you get down payment, you pay the rest. So it could be, according to the Re, that seems to be, unless you go like the, I don't know, the Pnei Shu is not going to help over here either, right? Because Nachum Ola has to be the Svara. So, either way, right, the Re, the Chura is applying the Svara to Bracha Achrayna. The Zechura Shvara doesn't stim, certainly with Rashi, with Haida. He's Machmir, he holds the Sliba to be Machmir, and if he has to show us, it's not Shaykh, to afterwards. Zalamai, well, you could say, like, of the Achri Shami, that it's an Indian shall pidyain, and then it's shy, it's both before and after. Like a tashlam.
Where do you find pidyain after?
It's not pidyain, it's not dine pidyain, but it's an Indian of tashlam. Mamas like that. They're going through all the realms of pidyain, like the shame. The inyana yuhu, that is like, it's like, like a tashlum, you're paying for it. You're giving something ba'ad the hana.
Why would
it say
if
you're not helping? Well, Nachum Ola, just saying it's not the same as far as afterwards.
I guess the Svara goes on Rosh Hashanah,
yeah. I'm just saying that you can't just, you have to say that the Svara applies afterwards. You can't just say, oh, this Pnei Shu holds the right, so that explains it. Yeah, but that's only if you apply the star. Okay. And then here he does in the tire. Okay. Another nafkamino, is what happens if somebody is in oinev? He's in a place you can't make bechasanen. He's in a makom metunef. I'm not talking about vikoach nefashis, b'chamein, and the person is going to say, you need chazer. I'm not talking about that, we're talking about he's thirsty. Can't make a bracha. If what? If it's pasul in chiyuv derabanan, so he can't be in the kind of the chiyuv derabanan. It's pasul, right?
Yeah, Rizakim was very stuck about this. We discussed this, and he kept saying,
okay.
"Don't eat." So I was saying, it seems like you don't go that far. I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't know what to say. I mean, it's a good argument. I don't know exactly.
Well, no. What do you mean, don't eat? Because he was what?
No, it's
also
a bitul asay. Can you wear
tzitzis on Shabbos.
Exactly.
You know?
Without,
you know, a beggar, don't come without tzitzis.
Whole
so the rice is a bitul asay. The Mordechai. About the halacha. You have a new baghead.
That's a whole special, I think, they're kind of public, right? Because learn out when you can make tzitzis and stuff. You can't make tzitzis. I don't know
what I'm asking. You learn out the special gezeirah to kasuv that tells you that you can wear the beggar on the Shabbos.
No, but it's because
you're an einus. It's because you're an einus. It's not special. That's because these are
this
is the application of common law.
There's a post in Maria that any assay which is an assay mati or something. Is on that when you can't do the assay is only mechuyav when you it's like you like a lava bal mikhal assay, like to do it without the matir. So they apply it by tefilas kalim if you're in a place where you can't be tovel your kalim, right? So then you could eat without being tovel because you have a mitzvah to tefilas kalim is basically an isser to eat without tefilas kalim because of the mitzvah tefilas kalim. So when you can't do it. So then you don't have to do it. You don't have to apply it outside of just this thing. The general
thing. Wow. Okay. The Lashon in the Mishnah Berurah, this is in Samach, Sinah Samach Beis, says, when you're a Pasha, the Hashayisim bebeis HaMerchat, so like it's in Oysim. He's talking about what kind of bracha, so it's Matunas. Veshamat v'afil b'hir v'na anus l'shasiyazu. That has to drink. The Nabi Halacha, he says, b'yeter b'yayim m'shabura, m'asher kadim, m'shabim m'echas from ekedinhu, v'shem d'chai adam garam l'hem l'tayt b'zeh. Of the emes, when he is sati, that was a pashut ma'oyid. Listen to this. The in lahat emishum shuhu anus ala bracha shen yach levarich. What he's saying, it's an anus, the pater, achmein. The zeha yishayich la'im arakim hayu ayim chazal duhu mitzvah levarich. Rabbi Brodsky, if it's a mitzvah to make a bracha, then he could say, I'm an anus. Uve emes, lay amru chazal, bracha, saflam and vav, the Asr Lehana is Bili Bracha. It's an Isser. It's a Muchach Magin Avram, it's a New Gimel, I am Shem. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha clearly is seemingly Taila, okay, this Shaila, of Misha, Nimsa Bebeit Samrachas, Machim Tzonis, Vinichon Levarech, Im Yachol Lishayt Bilei Bracha, and it's Chakira. It seems to take sides on it pretty clearly, right, that it's an initial Isser, and therefore it's not shy. I have to say, well, I can't do the mitzvah, so sorry, won't do the mitzvah, and I'll drink. Another nafkamina, it's also we find dance in the Paiskim, is by an Einain. If you don't know an Einain, somebody that Karav Nifter is the Asof, Chayes is the Asof, we've Patur in the Chol Mitzvah. So the general Klal is that Chazer to him is the sin he doesn't do, but he's not able to eat Chazer. Okay. Yisurim he doesn't do. No, that's the Yisurim. He doesn't make the Bachir, Shomim, Shiva, Kishma, Machahena. And the Shaila is Habas by Birchas Hanenin. Does he make Birchas Hanenin or not? And over here we find Shittus. Okay. The Rashi and Daf Yud Zayin. And Mishameit, the Ainin Enam Mavarech, the Mazamin, okay. The Archav Chaim, again, we remember the Archav Chaim, he called us up the Bachat Bahachmir. He says, Vili Nirash and Mavarech, and they shall also lay the Alcha Bolay Bracha, my right task custom and Bahalachi. The Kalbai, in his place, Vachas Avel, he also says that an Avol makes brachas, v'li nirash and mevarech, he brings in a machlekes, v'li nirash and mevarech, and neisha asu le'alcho b'lay bracha. Okay. And an afkamina between, let's say, so according to Rashi, Tachiv Haida, you're going to be pater. According to the Chinuch, according to the Ritva, you'll be chayiv, and the bracha rishayna, and according to the Re, Amam and Tes, and Mem Tes, you're going to be chayiv even a bracha achoyim l'chura. Okay. So, Maisa, what's shver, Tarachion, what ends up being very shver, is the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah.
I didn't really get into this, but Rabbi Steve Eger deals with the low seesaw question.
Yeah.
That has his little thing that he says by suffix.
Yeah.
But by if you have an isser to eat without the bracha, does that give you a will give him the right to make the bracha. And if he is making the bracha, you know, should still be Betsura Naseh.
Where are you? By an Onin?
By an Onin.
Yeah.
Eating without the bracha, fine, he can't do it because it's an Isser. So making the bracha, he should be patur from, because making the bracha is still going to be an asay, seemingly, even if the reason you have to make the bracha comes machma alos asay, because you have to make the bracha in order to not violate the alos asay. But what gives him the right to make the bracha if he's in the oni?
You're talking about the kiveger, but because of the bracha levatala?
Yeah.
Because maybe it's the bracha levatala?
Well, certainly bracha levatala, isn't it? If he doesn't have a mitzvah to make brachos.
Well,
right?
The question is, what are the kolam over here? You're not gonna have the bracha levatala arbitrate if it's like if it's an ister or a mitzvah.
No, right.
The question is if it's an ister.
Everywhere else in the sugya,
yeah.
it wasn't a stira to have it also be an ister. Right, meaning to say that
if it's an
Indian
Togezva, an onion is not allowed to put his hand in your pocket and take it out.
Right.
So that's what Eden would have.
But
the
question would be that can onion do the Heshev as a Gzela? It's very nice that there's an Isser it's attached to, but Lamaisa says. What?
Can he do Shchita?
Can he do Shchita?
Yeah.
I don't know. Can he?
Yeah, I mean that's an initial ister.
Can he
trade?
There's a
master. Right,
but
yeah.
So
can he be master Tevo?
I don't know. It would say that he can't eat those things. I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
I would assume that the positive chelak, that even if it came off
yeah.
the negative,
no,
it's still
not
a say.
Yeah. No. It's like on Sunday morning, you know, it's kind of like very hard, you know, for them giving the machus. If it's like a mitzvah,
yeah,
if it's a mitzvah to put your seatbelt on, it's like you get a mitzvah. You know, I don't know. It's like an Indian shul mitzvah. You know, it's an Indian shul. You know, they have the kayach. I mean, dina and dina. It's not like
okay,
that.
So, okay. Even if it's an issue, he asks, okay, what's the makor? I do not to put on your seatbelt. Like, we're saying sort of meaning, even if it is an issue, like, what's the makor? Whatever, that's a separate.
I don't think that changes anything. The halacha, is sort of like most things, the halacha might become simple because. We have to decide who lachos like, and we all know the ma'aseh that tzavos lachos is lahakel. That's the way to play some paskin, okay. And the guy be'ainin, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch and Shimon Aleph, and I need to put there over the place. Mishnah Berurah over here and Shimon Ayin Aleph. It's Mishnah Meis Lameis Shulchan Vesabala Tilein Amutal of the Kavri Patim Kiyushma Mitzvila. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Chaim b'chol bracha is tefillah brachos hananin." The question is that the Mishnah Berurah is mevor. The fact that some brachos are hakel is no problem, right? That could be like Rashi, but the problem is that the Mishnah Berurah klar legabi einus that it's an inyan shel ister, and the chura is an inyan shel ister. The kach nitzvah kama rishayim. That a bazai in Einin should be chayiv in Berachas Hananin. So we have over here the Mishnah Berurah L'chura is Mizaka Shtar of the Beit Rei. Okay, is Berachas an Inyan Shel Ister or a mitzvah? Lagabe Einin it seems to be like a mitzvah, and Lagabe the Beit Merachas it seems to be like an Ister. The Indian is of brachas is taka iser, right? And it's the chi is tashlam, right? That's the Indian of brachas, as we said in the read. And Lamaisa, the whole chiyuv, I mean, Lamaisa is the Rabbanan, right? We know that. The Chachamim stole the vet, kiyuv the chiyuv. And that avek stole that chiyuv, is gufo, what made the Tashlim the chiyuv tashlum, and that made it like an itzer, right? Because the chum said, hey, you can't just take that without paying for that, right? You all know things used to be free, right? And he said, okay, now you have to pay for it, right? So it was the takana that you have to pay for it now that kufa makes it gezeilah and an itzer. But legabe the Rabbi Einain, who's not a Bar Chiyuva, so Bechlal, he's not Chayiv in Mitzvah Zemela. Chazal never Shtalavet a Chiyuv Tashlum for him. So the Mela for him, it's not an Isser for him since he's taken. It's only an Isser for somebody that's a Bar Chiyuva. But for somebody that's not a Bar Chiyuva, it's not nichlal pashut in the chiyuv tashlum the mela. It's not an Indian shell iser.
Yeah. All right. I could just say one kind of thing.
Sure.
I was going to say that I think basically that's what Tanei Yeshua says. He wants to say basically just Tanei Yeshua.
Yeah.
He has obviously the obvious kash on him is places seemingly that right. So he means he's blessed from the whole figure of Baal Keri. That's one of the Rabbanon. But the Tanei Yeshua. That the whole chiyuv is mitzvara. How can you just take something that research? But that only applies to someone like you say, the bar hachi, to be able to say a bracha. I want to say that
right.
Group from the same svara, someone who's not able to make a bracha.
Really, it's the raisa.
Right. He wants to say, okay, you can say the same thing with the raisa. He wants to say the raisa.